Hey, welcome back. It's Carlos. I'm talking about the worst thing imaginable today. Yeah, I'm sure you've gone through this. I'm sure every guy and girl on the planet has gone through some form of rejection. Yeah, we're going to talk about ways to reject a guy gracefully, though. That's what I'm going to help you with today. I'm going to give you the nice way to turn a guy down. Because I've always thought that, well, dating is a lot like job hunting, from a guy's perspective anyways. You know, you see an opening and you take a shot at the position. You put in an application, meaning you walk up and you talk to a girl or you flirt with her a little bit. So you go through the hoops, you apply, then you schedule an interview. Oh, yeah, the date. And you wait for a few days for the final decision after that date, hoping that things turn out well enough for her to want to see you again. And if you're lucky, well, you might get a job offer soon and you're hired. And by job offer, I mean, you know, staying the night. But you know what? Other times it's just not a good fit and you end up moving on to another position. Back in the day, when I was still single, "It's nothing personal" was my mantra. If I got turned down, I just tell myself, "Hey, it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. It's just not meant to be," I told myself as I learned from my mistakes and looked for yet another opportunity. Now, that may sound a bit cold or mercenary, but after a ton of painful rejections, I eventually toughened up and realized that, hey, you know what? It's all part of the game. Now, a lot of guys, especially the younger men out there, do not have this mindset when it comes to meeting women. It could be a lack of experience or emotional maturity or both. Or yes, they could be your garden variety asshats too. I mean, let's face it, some dudes will just never be cool about getting the thumbs down from a woman. And I realize it's just as difficult, if not more, for women. You know, you have to be the one to deliver the bad news, and it can be just as painful as receiving it. But let's face it, there are a lot of guys out there to turn down, right? In any case, though, I'll give you a simple 5-step exit strategy that will keep everybody's feelings intact. When you do it right, you'll be able to keep the pain and awkwardness down to a minimum. Now, before we get into these steps, you'll need to know a few realities of how to reject a guy. First, he'll get upset no matter what. All right? When someone likes you or they're into you, there's never an easy way to say that you're not sexually attracted to that guy, right? It's just, he's always going to have some kind of, "Oh, man. Oh, I was that close. Oh, if you only like me." You know, we guys try to act like it's no big deal, but believe me, it can be a huge blow to our pride. Our ego is funny like that too. Maybe it's because since we're the ones who usually have to initiate. Yeah, that's probably it. Because we're painfully aware that we're putting our pride and sense of worth on the line here. And even in this enlightened day and age, this new world, sorry, I don't want to get all political on you here, but the fact is that for the most part, guys are expected to do the initiating, and they should. It's just the way it works. Anything else feels weird and just doesn't work the same way. So please acknowledge that. We guys have to put a little bit of ourselves on the line when we walk up and talk to you. And like it or not, you know, we guys have a little bit of a personal stake into it. So yes, some emotions could get rubbed raw. Now, it's not your fault, though. I'm just saying that his feelings will get hurt one way or another, and it's inevitable. So just accept that. Another reality is, if he doesn't get the red light, he's going to keep trying. Again, maybe it's our pride to blame here. You know, we thrive on a sense of achievement, and failing, well, that can be a setback for us. We're thinking, how could she not like me? Dude, I'm so cool. She hasn't told me to get lost, so that's a good sign, right? I'll just keep going. I'll keep plowing forward. Now, there's always that irrational part of a guy's brain that says, hey, all you got to do is just keep talking to her. Sooner or later, she's going to see what a fantastic guy you are. Just keep going, man. Keep going. Just like in a job interview, my used up metaphor from earlier, a lot of guys believe that he can win a guy over as long as she checks off all the boxes in her personal list of good guy qualities. And most men don't understand that sexual chemistry is a two-way street. You know, they don't realize that attraction is not a logical choice that people make. It's something that's made from the gut, made from the heart. So he's going to keep trying his sales pitch until he gets that "better luck next time" letter from you. Reality 3 is, be nice about it. Just because you're turning him down doesn't mean you need to rub salt in his wounds. Being firm and direct is one thing. Kicking his ego in the ribs is another, completely. Always remember that he's a big boy and it is his job to handle rejection gracefully. So if he's going to be a creep or douchebag about it, well, then you can drop the gloves and be as firm as you need to be. Until then, though, you have your polite face on for him. At that point, if he does go jerk on you, well, don't worry about his feelings or being rude to him. Refuse to engage him any further and just drop him like a hot potato. And reality 4, admit that it feels good to get hit on. Come on, you know it's tremendously validating for men to approach you and flirt with you. It's human nature. I mean, I'd be flattered as heck if another person found me so attractive that they'd go through the trouble of starting up a conversation. What's really unpleasant is having to say no to a guy that you're not so crazy about. But it's all part of the dance. The sooner you recognize this, the more prepared you'll be when you have to deliver the unpleasant news. Just don't pretend to anybody that you hate it when guys hit on you. You only hate it when the guy you didn't like hit on you. Okay, now that you've gone through my little primer on rejection, it's time to learn how to actually reject him nicely. Turn him down gracefully. Tip number one is end it quickly. The number one trap you should avoid when dealing with the I'm not into you dude is dragging the whole thing out longer than you should. I know it's hard to turn on a guy who is really nice, but remember what I said earlier. He'll get hurt no matter what you do, so it's better to hurt him now rather than a few weeks or months down the road when he thinks he's making some progress with you, and then you've already decided to friend zone him. In fact, it's your responsibility to turn him down as soon as possible. Think of it as a basic unspoken rule of dating or interacting with people in general. The faster you send this guy packing, the sooner he will find the one he's looking for. The same thing applies when you're turning down a job applicant. The sooner you fire somebody or the sooner you turn them down, the sooner they can move on to an opportunity that's really meant for them. And you know what? And when it comes to dating, you don't want to set the wrong expectations when you've already made up your mind. It'll just create a breeding ground for misunderstanding and resentment. He may feel a little pain now, but his future self will thank you. He'll be telling himself, "Oh man, remember the time when that hot girl turned you down? It sucked, but at least she told you right away. She didn't string you along like the others, and thanks to her, you found somebody else that was better for you. Yeah, that was actually kind of cool of her when I think about it." You're a nice guy, but tip number two, give it to him straight. For men, there are no gray areas when it comes to a girl they like. Sorry to be blunt, but we can't ever just be friends with someone we want to date or sleep with, all right? And you know you won't ever make him a harmless platonic friend at some point. He already sees you in a romantic light, and he won't shake off those feelings, short of maybe hitting his head and getting amnesia. So you can't be wishy-washy with a guy if you realize he's interested in more than friendship, and you don't want to reciprocate those feelings. Don't mince your words. Like I pointed out, he's a grown-up. He can take it. State in no uncertain terms that you're giving him the thumbs down and avoid any half-baked excuses. The only thing worse than getting rejected by a girl is getting the, "I'm just not ready for anything serious" speech when we know we're really just being turned down. We know you're trying to take the edge off, but it only adds to the sting later on. I'm just not that into you, tip number three. Text messages are your friend. The one benefit of modern dating is this ability we have now to communicate certain messages that would be harder to process or give face-to-face. Rejecting is one of those cases. If you just met him, or maybe you just started seeing him, you're not obligated to give him the bad news up close and personal. Send him a clear, cordial text that tells him what's up. Here's some examples to give you an idea. "Hey, had a blast hanging out with you today, but I don't see us being more than friends. I know you'll find someone who you'll really click with and wish you all the best." Or, "Thanks for taking me out. I had a great time. However, I want to be honest and let you know I'm just not feeling that chemistry." Or, "It's been really fun and I think you're pretty cool. It's just that I see you as a pal more than anything else. Sorry about that." Since there wasn't much of a connection there to begin with, you can do this in a way to minimize the drama. Trust me, you don't have to be there while he's wrestling with his emotions. And it's better for him as well. If you've been dating a guy, by the way, seriously, for any length of time beyond a few weeks, or you've been on a formal date more than twice, or you've been sexually intimate, you do owe it to him to do it in person, okay? That's where I'm saying don't use the text. Break it to him not so gently, tip number four, use the glass half full approach. As mentioned before, you don't have to make rejection any more painful than it has to be. While turning him down will inevitably bum him out, you can still make it a positive experience for the both of you. Hear me out on this. The best way to do this is pointing out the things you actually like about him. For instance, you can say something like, "You know, even though we're not really compatible that way, I can see you're a fun guy to hang out with. When you do meet someone who's a better fit for you, I'm sure she'll have a great time." It helps to be specific so that he knows you really mean it, all right? Here's another example to give you maybe a clearer picture. "I'm amazed at how much you know about movies and music. I'm not really into that stuff as much as you are, but when you do meet somebody who is, I have no doubt she'll be blown away." The beauty of this particular method is that you're not sugarcoating anything, and at the same time, you're validating his worth. You're affirming that he's still a great guy in spite of a lack of fireworks between the two of you. Take a hint, buddy. Tip number 5, be blunt, but keep smiling. Okay, I admit that some guys can be a little dense when it comes to approaching women. Really thick in some cases, but still, it doesn't hurt to be polite. Most guys persist to avoid facing the reality that they just got turned down. If he's still at it after you've given him the red light, well, then there's time to be a little more blunt here. And it's okay to deliver him a one-liner like, sorry, I'm not interested, but thank you for talking to me. You can also say something like, hey, please stop asking. I'm sure you're a great guy, but no thank you. The more shortened to the point you are, the less chance there is for him to misinterpret your words or your meaning. That said, of course, don't hesitate to flash him a smile while you're turning him down. If he's well-intentioned, there isn't any reason for you to end things on a mean note. But think of it this way. Smiling is a way of appreciating the fact that he summoned the courage to overcome his fear of talking to a stranger. If anything, it's like telling him, hey, nice try, dude. Keep at it, and you'll find the girl who's right for you. He'll walk away knowing he's not a complete failure. And best of all, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you were classy enough to redirect his romantic energy elsewhere. Oh, by the way, never contact a guy again unless you're romantically interested in him. All right, so don't ever just pick up the phone in a low moment where you need a little bit of appreciation. Otherwise, he might think that you're unrejecting him, which is a complication you do not need. Shutting down a guy is hard enough, so don't start it back up again. It's an emotionally charged event to do this, right? But it doesn't have to end badly. With a little finesse and thoughtfulness, he'll read and understand your I'm not interested signals loud and clear. Speaking of which, there's another kind of signal that men look out for. Most guys aren't even aware that they're doing this, but they're subconsciously on the hunt for that one special woman who will pass all of their tests. And most women completely miss the little ways that men test them. He's testing you to find out if you might be his soulmate. And you need to know the signal that he's looking for. It's crucial when it comes to the man you really want. After all, you don't want him to pull away just because you didn't overcome his doubts and fears or show him the signal. Now, I've put together a special video presentation that explains how the soulmate signal works. The fact is that it's pretty easy to pass a guy's test once you know what they are. To find out a little bit more about this, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code, all one word. And watch my free video presentation and find out what the soulmate signal is. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I'll be back again next week with more cool tips for you to find the man of your dreams. I'll be talking again soon. Until then, live and love with passion.